But once again, we have Thanksgiving just a couple of days away. We're 3 days off, and one of the traditions that has happened here in recent years in the 21st century as well is the community dinner at Laura Baker Services Association. And we have Andre Sivanich joining us. Andre, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
And also Emily Holter. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.
It's hard to believe it's here already. I would imagine
you've
been working on it probably long enough that you can believe
it. Yeah, it comes up fast, though.
Yes,
sneaks
it does.
Up on us.
So we're just a few days removed. Let's start off by first saying, is everything in place? Is it going to come off without a hitch?
Absolutely. No, we're ready to go. This is our 19th annual community Thanksgiving dinner, and it's really our chance to be able to thank the community for all the support that we get throughout the year. So, all systems go. Turkeys are on their way and should be ready to go.
We were talking with the Rotarians about some of the traditions, and they have the turkey trot, which is a big tradition here. And they have the other big tradition on Thanksgiving Day. And one of the things about it is that it really, you have so many families that just come together around an event, and that's kind of where Emily steps up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about your involvement with the LVSA.
I am a third generation volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working 18 of the 19 so far. Signed up for 19 already, so we're excited about that.
Okay.
My grandparents and my mother have always done it as well.
Oh.
And my sisters and one of my cousins always goes, and it's just a whole big family party for us.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That is really... Now, how old were you when you started doing this?
I was 10.
10 years old.
Yep.
All right. The family, do you each have roles on that day? I mean, do you have different jobs that you do?
For most of us, we kind of will be wherever they want us to be,
mm-hmm.
but we have the designated role of coffee maker that my husband is now in charge of. He married into the volunteer spirit.
Well, it's good to see that he appreciates his role then.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. And the it would be difficult doing it so long. Is it difficult to imagine Thanksgiving in your family without that?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. It is like the highlight of our day. We love doing it.
Do you, Andre, how are you set on volunteers right now? Do you have enough?
Yeah, we're pretty well staffed right now. So mm-hmm. we have usually about 45 to 50 volunteers total that, help us out on that Thanksgiving dinner. And obviously, Emily's family has been a big part of that. And we have a lot of returning volunteers. So volunteer-wise, we're actually in pretty good spot here.
Food-wise, how many are you anticipating feeding?
We typically feed between 300 to 350.
Okay.
And that includes some home-delivered meals as well. So mm-hmm. if folks are homebound, they can call Laura Baker, and they can pre-order meals to be delivered.
Mm-hmm. Now, 350 people, that's a lot of food. That's
it
a
is.
Lot of food.
It is a lot.
And there are local corporations that companies and businesses that really, really step up to the plate. They sponsor this, make big donations. And why don't we mention a few of them?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't do this dinner without the support of a lot of our donors. So, you know, we have organizations like Brick Oven Bakery, Cub Foods, Community Action Center, Family Fair, Fireside Orchard and Gardens, Goodbye Blue Monday donates the coffee, Holden Farms, Judy's Flowers, Just Foods Co-op, McLean, Minnesota, Nelson's Apple Farm, Great Harvest, Quality Bakery, and then all the milk is donated by the Scott LeSueur County American Dairy Association and the local dairy farmers.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a big operation, and we couldn't do it without those donations.
You know, I was thinking, how much would you pay if you go to a restaurant, you get all that? That's got to be, you know, I would think at least $15 a person for easy math. That's a year, five,
Absolutely.
Six, 7,000, how many thousands of dollars?
Yep.
I would think so. And Emily and I were just talking beforehand here how good the dinner actually is. I mean, it's really good. It was my first dinner last year, and I was just blown away by how good everything tasted. So,
now, yeah, it's home cooked.
You and your family stick around?
Yeah, we sit down. We'll sit down after we're done helping set up, and We eat a plate, and it's just delicious.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, wonderful. And this is open really to just anyone at all.
Everyone.
Yeah, anyone and everyone. Do they need to sign up for this in advance? Or
no, actually, the only sign-up would be if you are homebound and you'd like a meal delivered. We have volunteer drivers that will deliver meals, and they can just contact Laura Baker. Just give us a call by Tuesday, and mm-hmm. we'll be able to deliver meals that way.
All right. As far as the, if you'd like to go to have the meal in person, where is that being served at?
Yeah, it's actually 211 Oak Street. So mm-hmm. that's our main headquarters, and the dining hall is sort of sits in the back of the campus there. We'll have signage out in front, so it's really easy to follow. So if you can get yourself to 211 Oak Street, you'll follow the signs, and we'll be there.
What time do they start serving, and what time do they start cooking? You get some of that done in advance. Don't you?
Yeah, the cooking, actually, a lot of the carving happens the night before. We have volunteers that come in and carve the turkeys. Cooking starts early morning. Dinner served from 11 to 1.
11 to 1?
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, it's buffet style, isn't it? Do you go through the line?
Yeah, there's actually volunteer servers, and they'll, mm-hmm. So you just grab a plate and you get by the time the end of the line, you've got a full plate, and we have plenty of seating there for everybody.
All right. Well, it's a wonderful tradition that you have, and it really brings the community together. As we had mentioned, you know, not only the volunteers and the sponsors, it's a big undertaking. It takes a lot of people and a lot of help, and the community and everybody with LBSA really, really steps up to the plate.
Yeah, it's our chance to say thank you to the community, because we get so much support from volunteers and donors and corporations throughout the year that, this is our way of saying thank you to the community support that we receive year-round. So.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Enjoy the day, your Thanksgiving. And Emily, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate that.
Absolutely. And thank you.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you and the
I
family.
Will.
Say hi to the family. And
I certainly will. Thank
all
you.
Right. Once again, that is Emily Holter and Andre Sivinich with the Laura Baker Services Association, their annual community dinner for Thanksgiving Day coming up this